from the team's training facility in Berea, Ohio. This is the Cleveland Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show, driven by Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Call GEICO at 1-800-947-AUTO or visit geico.com. And by Verizon Wireless. Text NFL to 8915 to get NFL Mobile. Only from Verizon, official wireless service provider of the NFL. Now, here is your host, Mike Snyder.
And a good evening and welcome to the Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show. We are with you from Browns headquarters. The Browns moving on to the second half of the season after a tough day yesterday. Coming up on the show, we'll visit with Doug Deacon, and Browns linebacker Scott Fujita will join us a little bit later. But as always, we kick off the show with the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Pat Shurmur. Coach, good evening. How are you doing today?
Good, Mike. Just getting ready to go play St. Louis Rams.
Well, I know that as we talk with you every Monday at this time, you are well into the next ball game. And I know yesterday it was a tough day across the board, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, we got it handed to us pretty good. We got beat by a good team that was playing well. And once again, you know, we allowed them to score on their first possession. And then first play of the game, we fumbled the ball, and which leads to another touchdown. So against a good team that's playing well, you can't do that. And as we work this thing out, we got to get that fixed.
You know, you look back at the ball game, and as you mentioned, you get behind early. Pat, how much of a ripple effect is that for you offensively when you really just got to dig out of a hole?
Well, I think anytime you're playing from behind, a lot is made of the fourth quarter in pro football. The idea is to try to get ahead by halftime, and then you're in somewhat of control of the situation. So, well, we got to find out how to get that fixed. But when the game starts that way, you got to find a way to pull out of it if you're going to get a victory.
And the defense really has done so many good things, but they really had a tough time getting off the field yesterday, Coach. You look back on that. Was it just one of those days yesterday? I know you said afterwards that they really didn't do anything that you hadn't really seen them do. They just flat out beat you, I guess.
Yeah, we didn't see anything strategically different than we had in practice on offense, defense, or in a kicking game. And they executed very well, and we didn't. And I think that's the message. And I think to a man, once we watched the tape this afternoon and got it cleaned up, I think they all realized that if we all, coaches included, do their jobs better, then the outcome would have could have been different.
Is that kind of the message you give the guys after a game like that? Do you try to build them back up, or do you give them a kick in the backside? What's the approach you take on a day like that?
Well, there's both. There's both. And, you know, I think the effort was there. I've got no issues with how hard our team plays. And we play hard first snap to last. We just got to learn to play better. And I think that's the message. And, you know, playing hard, you got to do your assignment. You got to be where you're supposed to be. If you got to block a certain guy, you got to block him. There's a route you got to run, you got to run it. You got to line up right. All the things that happen that may not be obvious to the viewer at home or the fan at the stadium, you got to do them better. And that's the reality of it. And what you find is when you're dealing with young players, sometimes they revert back. And so you just got to keep reinforcing it until they get it.
You know, you mentioned young players, and you had every one of your draft picks, I believe, at one point or another in the game yesterday.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. I'm used to seeing that now. And so these guys are getting valuable experience. And I think our draft players are good players. And so this will benefit them as we move forward, that they're getting so much playing time in their first year. That's not always the case. And as we move forward, you know, we'll keep getting better in every way, from execution to as the roster changes. All those things are going to improve as we move forward. Right now, we just got to keep fighting through it. And it sounds cliche, and, you know, there's no real magical formula other than you go through the process, you try to get your guys in the right position, get them taught up on the plan, and then go play. And then I think that's the message.
Well, you know, it is a tough spot. As you mentioned, you know, you've had the injuries. I know you said earlier today that Montario Hardesty, Peyton Hillis will be out for this week.
Sure.
You had a number of other injuries, T.J. Ward, Tony Pashos. Any update on those, or are those still being evaluated?
No, they're still being evaluated. As I mentioned, no, Peyton will be out this week, and Montario is going to be out as well. You know, I don't think those guys will be healthy enough to be back yet. And so they'll be working on rehabbing their injuries. And then some of the other guys I mentioned earlier in my press conference, we're still waiting to see. Mm-hmm. You know, there's some of them are still going through the evaluation process of how serious their injuries might be.
And I think the one thing you mentioned, the two running backs out, you've got some people that weren't around here. Well, one in Thomas Clayton, he wasn't around a week ago.
Right.
And then Chris Obanaya, just over 2 weeks ago, he was a Houston Texan. That's rough, Coach, and I know you can't make excuses. Someone's got to line up there, but that is tough at that position to put somebody new in, isn't it?
It is. It's well, on outside looking in, it's difficult, and but they're here. They're doing what we ask them to do, and I think they both would tell you they could play better. And you treat them like a player that's been here a long time because they're in there and they're playing. And so you get on them, but then again, once you go through it, you encourage them and get them ready to play the next game.
You're locked into the Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show, driven by Liberty Ford. We'll talk with Coach Shurmur about the Rams, who come to town on Sunday, a team that he knows very well. Sam Bradford and company make a visit to the stadium on Sunday. And fans, the Ohio Lottery and the Browns want you to be a VIP. Visit clevelandbrowns.com/Ohio Lottery to learn how you can win tickets to the Browns-Steelers game on January 1st. And Browns fans, text NFL to 8915 to get NFL Mobile only from Verizon, official wireless service provider of the NFL. More with Coach Shurmur coming up after this quick timeout on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Touchdown!
Cleveland Browns single game tickets are available, but going fast. You can still get in on the game day excitement by purchasing your tickets today. Be there when the Cleveland Browns take on the Jacksonville Jaguars on Sunday, November 20th at 1 p.m. at Cleveland Browns Stadium, or the upcoming divisional matchup against the Baltimore Ravens. Club level seats are also available. For more information, call 1-800-745-3000 or visit clevelandbrowns.com today. It's always football season.
Taking a family of five to the amusement park can cost a small fortune.
Oh, yeah. So to save some money, we thought, hey, let's bring the amusement park to us.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. Step right up. Step right up, young man. Are you ready to ride the Wacky Waterfall?
That's just the bathtub with the shower head running.
Nope, it's the Wacky Waterfall.
It's the shower, Dad.
Waterfall.
Wacky.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Watch the game from the best seat in the house. A brand new home theater from Wayside Furniture. Choose from hundreds of styles and sizes for your big screen TV and electronic equipment. While you're at Wayside, enter the Best Seats in the House contest, where you can win a pair of Browns tickets with a grand prize of 8 tickets to the December 4th game. The lucky winner will also get to choose from a pair of Flex Steel recliners or a Flex Steel sofa. Cleveland fans deserve no less. Wayside in Akron. Better furniture, price lower.
At First Merit Bank, getting to know our customers is important to us. So how do we do it? Well, it's simple. By listening, learning, understanding your business, and by turning all those things into a real, roll up our sleeves, working together to achieve your future goals kind of relationship. So let's start now. Hey, how about that game? Let's get to know each other. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop into your local Lube on any game day to get the exclusive Dog Pound Bucket of Wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature Dog Pound Bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the Lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your Dog Pound Bucket at the Lube or swing through the pickup Wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
He's got an open field.
field. He's to the 15. He's to the 10. He's to the 5. He dives. Touchdown.
Cleveland Browns single game tickets are selling quickly. Now is your chance to get in on the action at Cleveland Browns Stadium by securing your seats to available home games. Single game seats are also now available in the exclusive club level, featuring climate control lounges and other premium amenities. For more information, call 1-800-745-3000 or visit ClevelandBrowns.com today. It's always football season.
This is Browns Primetime on your flagship for Cleveland Browns football, 100.7 WMMS.
PNC Bank Play of the Game. PNC Bank is a proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns.
Rackers will kick it off. Josh Cribbs will field it at the one-yard line. Up the middle he comes. Across the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Josh outside, 35, 40. Angle to the 50. Into Houston territory to the 40. Inside the 35. Flag on the play. May have been a face mask as Bryce McCain finally brought him down. But as Jimmy calls him, the great Cribbs, Josh Cribbs, with a terrific return for the Browns.
Back to the Cleveland Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show, driven by Liberty Ford. Here is your host, Mike Snyder.
And that is the PNC Bank Play of the Game. PNC Bank, a proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. Josh Cribbs, an electrifying return, and that set up the first points. And Coach Shermer, as we talk not only about Josh, but Phil Dawson's really doing some great things with those 50-yard field goals. I mean, he has really been amazing.
Yeah, he's had a terrific year. We talked about him last week, and we probably could talk about him every week. He's a pro, and you know, I've heard him say that when you put me on the field, I'm supposed to go out there and make my kicks, and he takes it seriously and does it well.
And Josh Cribbs with that return, that's just a big part of your game. That we talk about the kickoffs, the way it's been set up this year, but Josh getting an opportunity, that just makes all the difference in the world for this team.
Yeah, he does jumpstart. He has a feel for the special teams game. He's obviously an excellent returner. He obviously he covers kicks now, and we use him in any way we can on special teams. He'll play gunner. He'll do whatever we want on special teams, and then he gets his production at receiver as well. So you got to be careful a little bit how much you put on his plate. But when he's out there and he's making his plays, he does a nice job.
You know, I want to get to the Rams who come to town this week. Colt McCoy, midway through the season, he's always the topic as we look at this team. With all the things that have gone on around him and so forth, how do you look at Colt through 8 games this year?
Well, I think it's fair to say he's improved in a lot of ways. I think he got better this past week. In some things, I saw him do better this week that he didn't do as well last week. So, what happens though? You tie the performance of the head coach and the quarterback to whether you win or lose, and that's just the reality of what we do. And I've told Colt that. But we have a young team. We have a new staff. We have a young quarterback that's developing, and we're playing some fine opponents. So. We just need to go out and keep getting better to the point where now we're winning football games.
Well, this week you had the St. Louis Rams coming to town, a team you're so familiar with, having been there the last 2 years as the offensive coordinator. They come to town at 1-7, lost a heartbreaker yesterday in overtime at Arizona on a 99-yard punt return. So you knew you know the mood they're going to be in this week.
Yeah, I'm sure they're disappointed. There's a lot of people in that building I have relationships with. Because we worked together for a couple of years, and they're a proud team. I'm sure Steve's going to have them ready to go, and they've got some fine football players, and as I mentioned, very proud. And so I'm sure they're going to put together a great week of practice. They'll put together a plan, and then they're getting healthier in some ways. They've got injuries like everybody else, but when Sam Bradford can get back on the field and Steven Jackson's healthy. And, Brandon Lloyd has become, I think he was targeted 12 times last week. They've got a way there to move the football. And then on defense, I think their scheme is very good. They ran up against some opponents that gave them a hard time. But in the last 2 weeks, I think they've done a good job. Obviously what they did to the Saints and then watching the tape yesterday, they did a fine job on defense. So they're playing better,
mm-hmm.
and they're getting better. And I'm sure Steve's talking to his home crowd and saying, we're getting better. Now, we don't have a win, but, you know, so, you know, it's, you know, there's 16 teams, well, 15 until tonight, you know, that unfortunately didn't win. And so, you know, we're all feeling those same emotions.
Well, you mentioned the Rams and a win against New Orleans, and certainly the Saints, one of the top contenders this year in the NFC to go up there against a team like Green Bay. And Sam Bradford, you mentioned, I know he was out with an ankle sprain. You worked with him. He did some great things last year as a rookie coach. What about Sam?
Well, he's a terrific player, and, you know, he's the right fit for the St. Louis Rams. And he's a tough guy. And, you know, unfortunately he's had to deal with an injury this year. But I think, watching him play yesterday against the Cardinals, played pretty well for a guy coming back from injury. So I think he'll be ready to play when he comes here on Sunday.
And you mentioned Steven Jackson, who may be one of the underrated running backs around the league. I think from those that are in the game know how good he is. Right. He is a load when he gets going, isn't he?
Yeah, I would agree with your first statement. I don't think coaches and players will underrate him. He's quite a force. Big physical guy, runs very hard, and very excitable guy. Likes to play the game and wants to be involved heavily. And I think that's what you want in a guy that's going to be your featured back. And so he's had a couple of good games here. I think he's had over 100 yards in the last 2 weeks. So they're using him, and that's a smart thing.
Well, you come back home now, Coach. You've had a couple of Western trips. You're out in Houston. You had the bye in there. It's been kind of a weird last month or so, but now you get a couple of home games. Is that a good thing? I know you've got to play 8 on the road and 8 at home, but just being at home for a couple of weeks, can that be a good thing for a team to just kind of settle in a little bit in practice and then just get into a routine?
Well, I know we enjoy playing at home. I think our home crowd is tremendous. It helps. I think it gives you an advantage. And we are fighting to win football games here. And I really believe in our process and what we're trying to get done. And so, you know, we've had a couple of rough weeks. And so to put together a plan and play a good opponent like the St. Louis Rams, forget about the record, and fight to get a victory in front of our home crowd, I think would make for a great Sunday.
Well, it sounds like a plan, Coach. Good luck. We'll let you get back to your meetings. I don't know, things are busy here at the Browns headquarters tonight, Coach, but good luck getting ready for the Rams on Sunday and getting back into that win column.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Browns head coach Pat Shurmur, the Browns getting ready to start the second half of the season with St. Louis in town. And by the way, this Sunday, the Browns will be holding their annual food drive benefiting the Cleveland Food Bank. Volunteers will be on hand at each gate. Any monetary or non-perishable food item that you can bring along, maybe some soup or peanut butter and a few bucks, well, that would go in to help the Cleveland Food Bank this week. For more info about it, just go to clevelandbrowns.com. Browns fans, text NFL to 8915 to get NFL mobile only from Verizon, the official wireless service provider of the NFL. You're locked into the Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show. Still to come, we'll be visiting with linebacker Scott Fujita, and Doug Deacon joins us next on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Hey, Browns fans, Vic Carucci here talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Liberty has hundreds of vehicles in stock to choose from, like the 2012 Explorer Limited I'm driving right now. Great design, third row seating, navigation, plus all the technology you need right at your fingertips. With guaranteed financing and award-winning customer service, you just can't beat the Liberty Ford experience. Stop by Liberty Ford today to see for yourself or visit libertyford.com.
Browns fans, join the movement for an active generation. The Cleveland Browns Play 60 program, presented by GlaxoSmithKline, challenges you to dedicate 60 minutes a day to physical activity. By doing so, you can be a part of the most active and healthy generation. To learn more about how you can play 60, visit clevelandbrowns.com. Cleveland Browns Play 60 is presented by GlaxoSmithKline in association with Cleveland Clinic, Medical Mutual of Ohio, and American Dairy Association Mideast, and fuel up to Play 60. Hey, Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too.
Intercept your waste. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings, too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources and the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
Hey, Browns fans, K&D invites you to live in the heart of it all at one of their three premier downtown properties. The Residences at 668 Downtown's newest luxury address featuring Zinc Bistro. Reserve Square with the convenience of an Embassy Suites hotel. And the Residences at Stonebridge offering amazing views of downtown. You deserve a quality home and good neighbors. So check out everything K&D has to offer not only downtown, but throughout Northeast Ohio at knd.com.
Cuyahoga Community College has recently launched their new Alumni and Friends Association, and they're looking for you. If you've taken one class, you're an alum. Or if you believe in Tri-C's mission, you can join as a friend. So join for free today to take advantage of a great job search, mentoring, and networking opportunities, as well as receive discounts to Northeast Ohio businesses. The Tri-C Alumni Association is here to reconnect you. Visit tri-c.edu/browns to join today. Hey, Browns fans, are you heading down to Cleveland Browns Stadium this season? Discount Drug Mart can help you save at the game. Stop at your local Discount Drug Mart today to save 20% at the concession stands, merchandise stands, or at the team shop with the Cleveland Browns Stadium voucher for just $8. Available at the Courtesy Center. Just another way we save you the runaround. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
Doug Deacon here for Infinity of Bedford. Located in the heart of Bedford's Auto Mile, Infinity of Bedford is the number one Infinity store in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana for the last 4 years. They have the largest selection of Infinities and have more service technicians than anyone else to take care of your Infinity. They have pickup service at your home or office and a fleet of loan vehicles to use while you have your Infinity service. To find your next Infinity or for service, visit InfinityofBedford.com. Infinity of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
Now it's easy to save thousands of dollars on your mortgage by simply purchasing the things you need and use every day. With the Homeowner Plus Value Package from Fifth Third Bank, just use your Fifth Third credit card and you'll earn points to help pay down your mortgage. It could save you thousands. For more information on the Homeowner Plus Value Package, visit 53.com/homeownerplus or stop in a banking center today. Fifth Third Bank, the things we do for dreams. Fifth Third Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit review and approval.
This is Browns Primetime on your flagship for Cleveland Browns football. 100.7 WMMS. Drive of the game, driven by Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group.
Browns are the first and 10 from their own 36. Colt McCoy, little bootleg, steps up in the pocket now, and he throws upfield, has Josh Cripps at midfield. Josh makes the catch and takes it inside Houston territory, inside the 45 to the 44. Colt will work out of the shotgun, takes the snap, hands it off to Clayton. He has a bit of a hole to the right side, and he runs hard down to the 41-yard line. Holt takes the snap, throws, crossing pattern complete. It is Norwood down to the 35-yard line. Now fourth and three for the Browns. They're going to run it. Clayton again, this time he submarines his way inside the 35. Browns say he had it.
Looks like they might have it.
He ran hard. The
they're going to give it to him. They're moving the chains.
Holt drops to throw. He throws under pressure again, puts it up for Little. He makes the great catch inside the 10.
Oh, they unloaded on Colt McCoy.
The Browns trying to get a touchdown here. Josh Cripps, flank right. Greg Little split left. Obanaya back in as the running back. Colt McCoy runs the bootleg. He throws. It's Cripps. Touchdown, Browns.
Back to the Cleveland Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show, driven by Liberty Ford. Here is your host, Mike Snyder.
And that is the drive of the game, driven by Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. And fans, log on to ClevelandBrowns.com, driven by Liberty Ford, for all your up-to-date Browns news. Well, we go to our hotline, and joining us is Doug Deacon as we check in with Deke and get his thoughts on the Browns as they reach the midpoint. And, Doug, well, we both saw it firsthand. It was a tough day on the field for the Browns yesterday, wasn't it?
It was a tough day on both sides of the ball. You know, offensively, they without the running game going, it really made them give them problems in the passing game. Their protections broke down individually on occasion, and you know, Colt was under siege most of the afternoon. And it's defensively, it was one of those that all of a sudden you sit there and you say, you know, what happened? Well, I think, you know, they ran into a good running team, and they ran into a team that, you know, is pretty good at the zone blocking scheme that they run. And I think a lot of the young players that really never experienced that, you know, and it was a little bit of a change how they handled it than the way they've been playing their regular defense. But, you know, going into the game, they knew that the teams that had success in stopping the running game, you know, had done it that way.
You know, Doug, you look at this team, you mentioned a lot of young guys, and while the defense has been playing well, but it was something a little different. And I think you look at the Texans. They're 6-3 right now. That's a pretty good football team over there.
Yeah, that's a real good football team. I mean, they've got a quarterback that's been in the same system for 6 years, and that's an important factor. And then you throw in the two running backs. One of them led the league in rushing last year, and the other one was the second-round draft pick that broke his leg in the opening game. And otherwise, we might not have heard about the Foster. But they're a good football team, and you know, it's one of those that I think the young players, you know, got a lesson there, and it was a tough lesson because they were handled yesterday.
Yeah, it really was tough. I'll tell you, the one guy, though, that just seems to be just making plays each and every Sunday is DeQuell Jackson. And really, that's been a story, Doug. He's missed the last 2 years. It has really been so good to see him back out there playing the way he has.
Yeah, and then if you look at the career of DeQuell Jackson, when he's been healthy and been able to play, he's averaged about 9 tackles a game. And, you know, one of the things when you're not playing football for 2 years and you're a football player, you really miss it. And I think, you know, DeQuell's passion for the game shows up in the way he plays.
Doug, you look at this team on the offensive side. We had Coach Shermer on, as always, at the beginning of the show, and boom, the first play from scrimmage, you're already down 7-0. Boom, you fumble. It's a 14-0 game. That's two straight weeks now. The offense has coughed the ball up. That makes it just, especially for a team like the Browns right now, digging out of a hole every week is very difficult, and it changes everything offensively, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I mean, and they went in, of course, you know, you take the other part of that is they went in with a game plan that they thought they were going to try to run the football. And unfortunately, the game plan, you know, took a little hit on Friday when, you know, Hillis pulled his hamstring again or strained his hamstring again. So, you know, the people that you had counted on, you know, aren't going to be there, and that makes it tough. That puts a lot more pressure on the quarterback. And yesterday, you know, with the way the Texans attacked the Browns defensively, you know, they got a lot of pressure, and it was, you know, pressure where, you know, guys were getting beat or they missed the pickup.
You know, Doug, you mentioned the quarterback, and Colt certainly has had to deal with a lot of pressure game in, game out, and they look at evaluating him this year. That's a tough thing to do right now, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I mean, it's tough because, you know, you don't have a really any kind of arsenal of weapons around you. And not only that, the fact that, you know, the progression of the read, sometimes you don't have a chance to get into the second read, and that makes it tough. And, you know, you're not really able to stretch the field vertically. So there's a lot of things that you have to take into consideration. And, you know, he has good weeks, and he has, you know, weeks that aren't so good. And you're looking for him to upgrade the consistency which he plays. And, you know, hopefully he'll be able to do that.
Well, he certainly has shown that he is a tough guy, and he can take a shot. We played that call there when he threw the ball to Little. He never even saw Little catch the ball, Doug. He got crushed, as you pointed out, right on the call yesterday.
Yeah, well, he saw the ceiling of the Reliance Stadium down there when he threw that one. I mean, they leveled him, but, you know, he was able to get the ball down the field, and Little was able to make the catch. And, you know, a few plays before, he tried to hit him in the end zone, and they just weren't able to hook up.
Doug, you look at this team physically, and Coach Shermer already has indicated that Hardesty and Hillis will be out this week, so you're going to have the new running backs in there. Again, at least they'll have another week of preparation behind them. Also, some question marks over T.J. Ward, Tony Pashos, Mohamed Massaquah. They just have not been able to really go for more than a week or so without having, you know, some new injuries for this team. Overcoming that right now, I mean, this is a no-excuse league, but that certainly has been a factor for this team, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. I mean, the one way you develop chemistry is having the same people play together for a period of time. And, you know, each week it seems like, you know, there's another guy that's missing. And, you know, a lot of times you prepare hoping that you're going to have somebody, then that doesn't work out. But you also have a lot of youth on the team. And, you know, youth, the only way you can, you know, learn is by going out there and play. And, you know, you didn't have the off season, the exhibition season. Obviously, you're trying to make sure nobody gets hurt.
You know, Doug, for those young guys, for an example, like a Jason Pinkston, now he's got 8 games under his belt in the NFL. He's seen some different things at left guard. For the second half now, is he going to kind of get more of a sense of it, of what he's experienced already, or is that something that really won't settle in until after he's got a whole year and an off season?
Well, I think, you know, each week is a different challenge, and I think coaches know that because you have young guys, they're going to try to give looks that are not normal to what they're used to seeing. And in doing so, you know, what it builds is your ability to think on your feet, and, you know, the better you get at thinking on your feet, the better you are at picking them up.
Doug, the St. Louis Rams will be in town this week. They are a 1-7 team, but as Coach Shurmur pointed out to me a little bit ago, they just beat the Saints 2 weeks ago. They seem like they're on a little bit of an upswing right now.
Well, they got a good running back, and I don't know if Bradford's going to be playing this week, but, you know, they've got a good quarterback, and, you know, Howie Long's son is playing well at defensive end. Laurinaitis is there. I mean, they've got some players. So, you know, you don't take anybody lightly in this league, especially, you know, when you're 3-5.
No, I don't think that's the case at all. And there's always a running back, it seems, although right now, except for the Browns with their injury issues, but you go from that tandem there with Tate and Foster in Houston, Steven Jackson this week, you look down the road, Jones-Drew, and, you know, we haven't even gotten to the Ravens and the Steelers yet. There's always somebody like that you've got to go up against and try to stop. And that's something, when I look at the numbers for the Browns, again, stopping the run is an area that they've got to address and get better at.
Yes, it is. I mean, they know they got to play better than they did yesterday. You know, they've got to, you know, tie up the offensive linemen so they don't get on the linebackers. You know, yesterday, Quell Jackson, you know, too many times you had a guard come clean and get a shot on him. And, you know, a guard is about 330 pounds and, you know, 6'5", and Quell at, you know, 6'1" and 245 is, you know, it's a mismatch. And the thing you have to do is have your defensive tackles and ends make sure that they're clean when they get to the ball carrier.
Doug, I asked the coach if after a game like that, do you need to kind of give your guys a pat on the back or a kick in the rear end? And he said, well, it's a little bit of both, but, you know, you go back to your playing days and you've been around some coaches. It is sometimes a fine line. You don't want to beat your team up too badly, but there are things where I guess you do with certain guys you need to point out, man, you got to pick it up.
Well, you got to learn from your mistakes and try to not make sure you don't make the same mistake twice. And, you know, they saw some things yesterday, you know, that they know they have to correct. And, you know, even in the games you win, you see things that you know you got to correct. And, you address them, too, so that, you know, you try to get – that's the way you get the more consistent level of play.
Doug, finally, we look at this team really since 1999, that they've been back – there's been really one constant positive, and that, of course, is Phil Dawson. He is amazing, isn't he?
Yes, he is. I mean, you know, not only, you know, as a kicker and as, you know, Pat Shurmur pointed out the other day, also as a person. I mean, you won't find a better family guy. You won't find a more solid guy, and you won't find a guy that wants to win more than Phil Dawson. You know, to be here since 99 and only have the one playoff game and be such a consistent performer. And here, you know, he is in his 13th year, and he's having as good a year as he's ever had kicking with 5 or 6 50-yarder plus. I mean, Phil Dawson, you know, he's a gamer. I mean, he's a guy you can count on.
No question about that. All right, Deke, well, hopefully he'll get a chance to kick a winning field goal Sunday, or maybe the Browns can get a few touchdowns on the board against the Rams. Doug, well, thanks for your time. We'll see you later this week.
Okay, Mike.
Doug Deacon joining us on the Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show. And today is a Let's Move It Monday, brought to you by Cleveland Clinic. Try to get 10,000 steps a day this week and visit letsmoveit.org to learn more on how to stay active. Coming up, we'll visit with Browns linebacker Scott Fujita. That's after this timeout on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. Shh, no, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Browns fans, stay connected to the team with the Cleveland Browns official mobile app. It's free and available for your iPhone or Android. Download the app today to gain access to news, team information, and exclusive videos on the go. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com for more information.
Step up to Verizon 4G LTE. We've got a wide selection of advanced 4G LTE devices, like the new Droid Bionic by Motorola, the Samsung Galaxy Tab 10.1, or the MiFi 4510L mobile hotspot. Come to Verizon for the largest selection of advanced 4G LTE devices. Verizon 4G LTE, over 140 cities and counting. Visit any Verizon store today, verizonwireless.com/4GLTE, or call 1-800-256-4646. Verizon. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
We wake up before the sun and lace them up while the world still slumbers. We hit the gym, the streets, the weights, the box scores, and the naysayers as one. Because team is not something you do alone. Team is plural. Together we are Russell Athletic.
Get to Subway pronto for the Chicken Marinara Melt. Featured $5 footlong of November. Juicy chicken in our signature marinara sauce with plenty of melty cheese served hot and fresh toasted on Italian bread or your favorite freshly baked bread. This November only, it joins our many everyday $5 footlongs. Hurry in before it's too late. The Chicken Marinara Melt. Featured $5 footlong of November. Subway. Eat fresh.
Plus applicable tax prices and participation may vary. Prices higher and less than a Y. Additional charge for extras.
Yeah, one world, one voice. Yo, even those days I don't feel like getting up. Even those days when I feel like giving up. Then I realize that I touched a couple lives of the people in the world. And I know I gotta live it up. I'll refresh the world to be somebody. Cut these hoods, man, they need somebody. All they need is one. I could be this one. Our hearts could be this one. And we can be as one.
Refresh the world, I can be somebody.
Yeah, show the world I can be somebody. Refreshing the world, refreshing the world.
Uh-huh.
If you refresh the world and become somebody.
The Pepsi Refresh Project is giving away millions in grants to refresh communities across America. So choose Pepsi, because every Pepsi refreshes the world.
Come on, everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody around the world. Find someone you love. Tell them, make a new world. Refresh the world and let's make a new world.
Hey, Stan, I think the key to the Browns' success is all about the D. Good pass rush and strong coverage.
Well, I'd agree with you, Charlie, but then we'd both be wrong.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's the offense and perfecting that two-back set. But here's something we can agree on.
What?
I think Ford Super Duty is the strongest truck out there. Big-time towing, payload, and the built-in Cleveland EcoBoost engine.
See your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer, official partner of the Cleveland Browns, or visit driveoneohio.com.
I know something that's stronger than a Super Duty.
What's that?
Two Super Duties.
You are such a...
Browns fans, stay connected to the team with the Cleveland Browns official mobile app. It's free and available for your iPhone or Android. Download the app today to gain access to news, team information, and exclusive videos on the go. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com for more information.
This is Browns Primetime on your flagship for Cleveland Browns football, 100.7 WMMS.
Back to the Cleveland Browns Monday Night Wrap. Wrap-Up Show, driven by Liberty Ford. Here is your host, Mike Snyder.
Right back on the Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show, driven by Liberty Ford. A reminder, Browns fans, text NFL to 8915 to get NFL Mobile only from Verizon, official wireless service provider of the NFL. We go to our hotline, and joining us is Browns linebacker number 99, Scott Fujita, taking some time with us today. And Scott, thanks for your time today. I know yesterday really was a tough day for all of you, wasn't it?
Yeah. You know, trying to turn the page on that one. You know, you have a tough game like that every once in a while, and it's just a difficult loss to swallow. Obviously, we're all frustrated by it, but I think in something like that, you can come back, correct the film, and the sooner you can move on and try to move past it and get back to work on the next opponent, that's a healthy approach, and that's what we've got to do.
Well, you've been through it all in the NFL, and I guess one of the things that I think that a lot of Browns fans have expressed to me today, I mean, the defense has been hanging tough, and really it seems like it's coming together, but yesterday, what actually happened, Scott, as you look back on it?
Well, it's a combination of things. I think you're facing an opponent who is really, really good at what they do offensively. They know what they're doing. They're committed to running the ball, and they kind of pose some really tough challenges. But when it comes down to it, we just didn't play well enough. It's not like they did anything that surprised us. It wasn't anything we hadn't seen on film or didn't practice all week. They just came out and outplayed us from start to finish, and that's the bottom line. So it's really on us, on all of us on defense, take a good hard look in the mirror and figure out what we can do better and improve on that side of the ball.
Yeah, you know, you got to give them some credit too, don't they? That team really is playing, well, the best ball I think that they've played since they've been formed.
No doubt about it. You know, I've played against this type of offense in the past when I was in Kansas City the first 3 or 4 years of my career, playing against that Denver Broncos offense every year. And every year it seemed like no matter who they plugged in, they were running for about 1,500 yards a year, whether it was Terrell Davis or Quentin Portis or whoever it may be. It's really, really challenging, and they got really good quality offensive linemen who know what they're doing. And again, it's a challenge, but I think a lot of times it was just things where we made things more difficult on ourselves than they had to be.
Yeah, you know, Scott, you look at the Browns right now, 3-5. You're at the midpoint of the season. I know there have been a number of changes from last year, but as a veteran, as you look around right now in the locker room, well, what is kind of your feel for this team right now?
Well, right now we're obviously not where we want to be. You know, I think opening up the season at 2-1, you felt pretty good about that, and then getting back to, you know, staying at 500 at 3-3. And feeling like you should be better than that. You know, at that point, you're feeling, you know, I guess, decent about yourself. But to lose the last two games the way we did, obviously, is disappointing. We're not where you want to be at all. We still got a long ways to go. But I don't think anyone's necessarily discouraged by it. They're frustrated, absolutely. But discouraged, I wouldn't say that's the case. We just got to take care of the small things. And, you know, I've been around this league a long time. I played for a number of different teams. I've been a part of some rebuilds and some transitions, and it's about the details. And, again, it's about all of us just looking in the mirror and farming your own land and figuring out what you can do better to help this team win. And that's what we got to do.
You know, you look at this defense, and I mentioned the defense really has hung in there, and really the 49ers game, you guys hung in there and actually had the Browns really within a score late in the game when it looked like it was almost ready to get totally away from you. Well, your feelings about the defensive core, I think one thing, having DeQuell Jackson back, that's been a real nice addition, hasn't it?
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, DeQuell, I think, is, you know, one of the best Mike backers in the league right now. He's playing at such a high level. I mean, he's always been a huge tackler in this league, but now he's in a system where he can actually shoot gaps. I think last week he had something like, you know, 5 tackles for loss. I mean, a lot of linebackers don't have something like that in a whole season. So this is just a perfect scheme for him. It lets him utilize his strengths and his sideline-to-sideline range and his ability to penetrate those gaps, and that's why he's being so successful. So I couldn't be happier for him, especially coming back from, you know, 2 injury-plagued seasons and being on IR back-to-back seasons. He's been through a lot. And this is really a testament to, I think, his resolve, his hard work, his character. And I just couldn't be happier for a guy like him.
And you look at this defense, you got a couple of young defensive linemen that have come in. There certainly is some potential for a lot of growth with this side of the ball, isn't there?
No doubt about that either. I mean, it starts at the top of Ruben. Again, this is a guy who's just getting better and better in this league. And the things he does in the interior D-line, the way he can move his feet, the way he can control blockers, and more than anything else, though, it's his hustle to the ball. It's very rare that you find a guy who's that big, and that strong with that kind of motor. You know, you see him making plays 10, 15 yards downfield because he just never quits. And it's impressive to see.
We're talking with Browns linebacker Scott Fujita here on the Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show, driven by Liberty Ford. Scott, one thing, the offense really has struggled this year, and for a lot of reasons, injuries, youth, all of that. Do you guys feel extra pressure, though, on you defensively that you got to keep people to a low number because the offense is struggling as much as it is?
You know, this is going to sound incredibly cliche, but our job on defense is to keep them from scoring more points than our guys, and that's the bottom line. And if we don't do that, then we fail to do our job. You know, I'm not going to speculate on any issues on their side of the ball because, again, I have to worry about what we have to do, and we have to keep improving on our side. But, yeah, honestly, they have been dealt a pretty tough hand. They've had a lot of injuries, and that's tough. You know, I've had situations like that on my side of the ball, too, and I know what that's like. So, you know, everybody's just working to do their best. And there's no lack of effort. I know that. I mean, we can all certainly be proud of that. We just got to get better.
And, Scott, one thing we can all appreciate, old Phil Dawson, can't we?
Oh, gosh. How about this guy? It's unbelievable what he's doing. You know, and you know, Phil's been kicking up here for a long time in Cleveland, and this is not an easy place to kick. I mean, you know, the field in the wintertime gets to be pretty rough. The weather obviously can be difficult. And for him to kick at a level like this for as long as he has, it's pretty impressive. And I've been, you know, with some great kickers as teammates, like Morton Anderson, John Carney, and, you know, and Phil's right up there with the best of them.
And I know, Scott, you know, he is a gamer, and that's really you. And I know that, well, you got dinged a few weeks ago, and you're back out there, Mohamed Massaquah, dealing with the effects of a concussion. And I guess I just really wanted to ask you that when you look at the league right now, the awareness of that, it's a whole different awareness than it was when you came into the league, isn't it?
Well, I think it has to be. And again, you talk about that awareness. Just the fact that the conversation is being had now is a huge step in the right direction. And we're still learning a lot about how to manage head trauma. We're still learning about the things we can do. But when it comes down to it, the best thing to do and to concentrate on is the management and care of these issues. And again, I was extremely, you know, pleased with the way mine was handled a couple weeks ago. I had a couple teammates and a coach who recognized some things with me on the sideline that didn't seem right. They alerted the medical staff, and again, they managed it and cared for it the right way. And I feel like I'm in good hands, and my teammates are in good hands. And I don't think every team in the league can say the same thing, unfortunately. So again, this is an evolving process, and we got to keep learning more and more and doing the best to protect our guys.
Scott Fujita with us. Scott, you came to the Browns after being part of that Super Bowl team with the Saints, and I know that you've done a lot of things in the community here in the Northeast Ohio area. Tell us a little bit about the Littlest Heroes program that you're so much involved with.
Well, the Littlest Heroes is a great organization that helps kids with cancer in the Northeast Ohio area and provides free support services. I actually made a great friend through them named Dakota Bennett, who's, I think, about 15 years old now, and was just an absolute cross-country phenom. I think he ran like a 4-minute mile or something a couple years ago. So this guy's just fantastic. He's coming back better than ever. And it's just, you know, some of those relationships that I've built, you know, through that program have been great. You know, we're actually kicking off another program tomorrow at Sushi Rock in Beechwood to benefit the Providence House. So I'm excited about that. A bunch of my teammates will be joining me. So, yeah, it's a great community. I feel like as long as you're in this league, which is in many respects a limited window of time, you got to maximize your time in this league and find things that you're passionate about. And I think there's an obligation for us to do that.
Well, I know that you've done that really wherever you've been, and there you are. I know for fans listening, just to give you an idea, really tomorrow is the only day off for the players, and there you are doing something to benefit others. Good stuff, Scott. As far now as moving ahead for the Browns, you got the Rams. You're at home this week. Certainly you want to get the taste out of your mouth from yesterday, but your feel now moving forward for this football team to the second half of the year.
Well, I feel good about it. Again, it helps to have guys in the locker room who care. And when losses like yesterday sting the way they do, that shows that you care. So, again, we just got to keep getting better. That's the bottom line. And the best way to get better is to come back on Wednesday, put in a good day of work, preparing for your next opponent. And this isn't going to be easy. I mean, you know, regardless of what the Rams' record is, this is an offense with a good quarterback, a big-time running back who knocked off a really good Saints team a couple weeks ago. So there's no shortage of talent in this league, and you never know who's going to rise up and play big and who's going to knock off the next team or surprise somebody, and that's why they play the games, because you never know. You got to prepare, though, at all costs.
You know, Scott, you make a great point. You know, you talk about the running backs in this league, and, you know, you go from an Arian Foster, Ben Tate, now you've got Steven Jackson. The next week it'll be Jones, Drew, and then, you know, you've got the Ravens, Steelers. There really is somebody. When you're a linebacker, there's someone out there to deal with every week, isn't there?
Absolutely. You know, there's just so much talent and even parity around this league right now, and at the running back position especially. You know, I made a joke last week with some of the beat writers in the locker room that I felt like we were having this conversation every single week. You know, and you just mentioned a few of the names, and Frank Gore last week, and, you know, Darren McFadden a few weeks before that. So it's just the list goes on and on and on, and there's always a new monster to prepare for, and that's just the reality of this business.
Scott, we appreciate your time tonight. Get a little rest, and good luck in getting a W this week against the Rams. Thanks for being with us tonight.
Anytime, Mike. Thank you.
Browns linebacker Scott Fujita joining us tonight. Good to talk to a veteran that has been through it all in the NFL from the very top, part of a Super Bowl team. And he says he's been on some rebuilds, and the Browns are trying to fight through this right now as they get ready to come home to take on the St. Louis Rams this Sunday. Dunkin' Donuts is proud to sponsor Touchdowns for Downs this season. For every touchdown scored by the Browns, Dunkin' Donuts will donate $100 to Upside of Downs to support local families touched by Down syndrome. And Browns fans, text NFL to 8915 to get NFL Mobile only from Verizon, the official wireless service provider of the NFL. And the Browns will wrap things up. They've got their big food drive coming up this Sunday. A reminder, that's the Browns-Rams, 1 o'clock Sunday. If you're coming to the ball game, benefiting the Cleveland Food Bank, they'll have volunteers at each gate, and they will take any monetary donations or non-perishable food donations as well. The Browns at 3-5, and they get ready to take on a Rams team that 2 weeks ago knocked off the Saints. They do have Sam Bradford back at quarterback. He was back actually yesterday. They lost on the road, but certainly a team that's playing a bit better now as they move on to the season, as it will be another challenge for the Browns as they try to get something going and try to get that first touchdown of the year in the first quarter. Hopefully that'll come Sunday against the Rams. That does it for tonight's edition of the Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show. This is Mike Snyder saying go Browns on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
The Cleveland Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show, driven by Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group, has been brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Call GEICO at 1-800-947-AUTO or visit geico.com. And by Verizon Wireless. Text NFL to 8915 to get NFL Mobile, only from Verizon, official wireless service provider of the NFL.